some of your highlights today, second day of practice?
Yeah, the second day I thought we started way with more urgency and quickness in and out of drills. One of the things we emphasized with the team last night, we added a second day of installation. I wanted to make sure we're coming out with the right enthusiasm to go against one another. Thought back and forth, it was going to start right at the line of scrimmage, and it did today. I thought defense got the best of the turnovers today. They got, I believe, two or three takeaways. We'll go back and see if one was a fumble or not. So I was pleased by the defense in terms of their speed to the ball. Past that, you know, it was just kind of back and forth. We had a third down competition period where at the end, the offense won that. We had we just went back and forth, all sorts of defensive ones. And then the middle of practice, we had just a move the ball competition. If you could get two first downs, we go. So that went back and forth. So we're just trying to create that as much as we can.
The new kid you signed yesterday from London, what intrigued you all about him?
It's really the size and speed, and we thought, you know, is there something there to take a look at? He doesn't have extensive football background, obviously. He played a little bit last year with Dallas in the preseason, so I had a chance to watch that tape. And then in the workout, he really looked good. So it's a 6'5 guy who's, you know, 250 pounds and can move. It's definitely worth looking at as a possible project. Just trying, you know, is there a rusher out there who hadn't had the experience, but being out on the edge, can we teach him the hands that – those kind of things where the get-off, that has to be, you know, you have to have that as part of your talent.
Coach, what have you seen from your pass rush the last 2 days that makes you think we can improve from last year?
Well, a number of things. I think it's just the different combinations of people that we've had aligned up at different spots. I like the speed that we've added, you know, both at linebacker and at safety. We can play a little bit more man-to-man when we need to. So we've worked hard at that. We've addressed it not only in the OTAs but mini camp, and then we're starting right back there again to make that a real priority for us. We had him do, I should address that right from the start. We intended to have him do individual today and hold him. It was my decision. He certainly wanted to go. And for all of us who know him well, he wanted to go. So he was disappointed. I wouldn't let him. He'll be able to participate in the walkthrough, but likely back in the next day or so. So he's doing well.
Is this something you're at the monitor through camp? Or is
it? No, it was just a one-off thing. So just had a small tweak, and I decided just to, for a coaching decision, to make sure he's at his best. So he wanted to go. Allow him to do individual, and then I'll take it through his practice tonight, and then we'll make another decision tomorrow. So he's fit and he's strong, and it was just really my decision that I wanted to hold back on him.
Coach, looks like extra touches from Tevin Coleman. Are you going to use him in wideouts and wheel routes?
Well, I don't know if it was extra touches, but that's certainly part of the plan. When we have those matchups, especially in man-to-man, both he and Devontae are a handful. And when we talk to him, it's the speed that he has. You know, if a linebacker has to go out, that's not a matchup as linebacker you like going out to get singled out. So we're trying to have that as a featured part of our game. Each of the guys, what are the things they do best? And that's part of Tevin's game we're trying to bring up, is him as the receiver, especially when we put him outside.
So what's it like trying to cover Devontae on the defense?
Now, I think everybody who saw me covering, let's make sure, we're trying to make sure Devontae was going to get the catch so he had this confidence heading into practice. But you feel the pressure of a guy who can stick his head, think it's a cut one way, come back up. It says short area quickness that makes him such a challenge for people to cover. He can break laterally and get to full speed really fast. And the guys that can do that makes it the hardest to cover. When you play man-to-man, you usually have a leverage. It's inside leverage or outside leverage. So an option route, when you can break away from that leverage, you can imagine how difficult that is to cover. So that's what we look for oftentimes in man-to-man. Usually that leverage, I'm inside leverage or outside leverage. And when you can break them off, that's when it's real hard. I think we're able to function faster, not only as a team, but as a staff, where we have a real understanding of how we want to play, the vision on both sides of the line, the speed at what we want to practice at. Now it's a matter for the rooks. Can they assimilate just as fast? So the veterans who are here, I thought, have been off to a good start. Can we keep bringing these rooks along so they can participate at the same speed? And so that's the challenge for them. And then we'll take another ramp up tomorrow where it'll be our first padded practice. So there's all these little incremental things. The last 2 days, it's been much like an OTA and a mini camp, but tomorrow it kind of has a whole new feel to it when we add pads, you know, to our game. That's an important part of it for sure, for us to get ready. We got to learn how to practice out pads because we do it most of the time, but also to get ready to play ball games, you got to go through that process too.
Dan, is there anything that stuck out to you that is worrisome?
Every time I look at, we're trying to find the guys and say, what else can we do? Can we find the matchup? So there's no part that's worrisome, but I have special interest in some of the spots that are really, they're trying to earn it. And it's guard, and it's tight end, and it's corner, and it's outside, and who's going to be returning. So it's not concerning, but I do like watching that part of it.
Coach, you're really big on brotherhood. What does the closeness of camp do for that part of your philosophy?
Yeah, the question was, how does camp, you know, revolve around the brotherhood and the team chemistry? I think it's critical because now it's the off-the-field time that we get to spend together, not just in the locker room like during an OTA, but now it's at night in the dorm. So it's kind of like taking a road trip, you know, and all your guys are here together and we go through it. So having that communication is really important.
Have you been able to hang out in the dorms with the players?
No. Yeah, so that's their time. For them to get close. The question was, do I get to hang out with them? Really, that's their time. And I want to just kind of force that as much as I can. For us to have a really good player-led team, it has to come from them. And that's really important to me. And we've got, fortunately for us, we've got a number of guys who are wanting to take on that role for their guys.
Last question.
You mentioned the younger linebackers. I've got to imagine it's got to be good to have a guy like Spoon to take them
on. 100%. And the Spoon, he's got, not only by the way he wants to go about it practicing, but he's got a real voice. You know, that can bring guys along, and at times you need that. And we told the guys, you know, it's not going to, you know, be easy what we're doing, but it'll be worth it. You got to put out that effort, and we certainly see that from Sean.